Mama girl, it is Christmas. It is Christmas. This is my favorite time of year. It's my favorite holiday, mama girl, and I'm so excited to share it with you today. Today, I want to do something different than what we normally do. So I am opening my house to you in a way. I'm sharing stories. I'm giving you some of my family traditions, all the Christmas fails that I, well, not all of them, but maybe we'll do one. One Christmas fail in my life that I feel like is a fail. It may not be a fail. I don't know. But we'll talk about it and what Christmas means to me. Why it's my favorite holiday. Why is it so special to me? If you don't know who I am, hey, mama girl, my name is Jamie Barber. And this is my channel. This is Prep and Land. Here we talk about all the travel tips, all the travel destinations, ideas, all inspirations, all the things. All the things travel, we talk about it here at Prep and Land. So if you have not done so already, come on into the community. Join our community and welcome. Go ahead, grab your water, grab a blanket. We're just sitting down. We talking today. We talking about my favorite time of year, Christmas. So go ahead, grab your water, mama girl, and come on in here and let's have a good conversation. Mama girl, Christmas, as I said before, Christmas is my favorite time of year. Why? Because, listen, we have traditions. There are so many traditions that my family and I have done for years that I love to do. There are some goals. I have dreams and ideas and all the things of the type of Christmas that I want to have for my own personal life, and I still have yet to do them, but we'll talk about that later. But it's more than just the traditions. It's more than just the gifts. It's more than just any of that. Honestly, what Christmas is a joyful time for me. There have been Christmases where it's just they're not as exciting as others because of work or whatever else I've had to do. But I've had, for the majority, the majority of my Christmases have been such where it's always a joyful experience. It's always laughter. There's always happiness. There's always peace. There's always family time. And that's why I love Christmas, because in all honesty, I love spending time with my family. I love laughing. I love sleeping. I love watching Christmas movies, and I love decorating Christmas trees, and I love buying gifts that people actually like and not necessarily, we'll talk about it. There have been plenty of fails in the life of Jamie, okay? But seeing the joy on the faces of my daughter and just random people that I've purchased Christmas gifts for over the years, it's always fun. It's always fun for me, and that's why I enjoy Christmas, because I'm a giver. I am a giver at heart. And be able to give not just presents, but give food and give fellowship and time and love. It's all the things for me. So let's talk about it. First, let's talk about some of the traditions that, well, not some of them. I'll do one. Let's talk about a tradition that me and my family, we have. Mama girl, when I think about traditions, Christmas traditions that me, my family and I have, there are so many traditions that we have. Like when I was younger, every other year we would go to Ohio and spend Christmas with my family up in Ohio. And then we'll have Christmas Day. We'll spend it all with each other. Yada, 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 yada. Have so much fun. Play the Uno games. Make up songs as we made the snow cookies. Listen, snow cookies. They're not called snow cookies. They're called snowball cookies. But we would get together and we would make Christmas cookies because my grandmother, Grandma Robinson, she would make Christmas cookies for my aunts and my mom and my uncle. And so they passed on that tradition to us. And so for years, we would go up there and we would make Christmas cookies. And then we would have little songs. My family, all of us, all of the Ohioans and me and my sister. We're not Ohioans, but all the Ohioans, we would make up songs about anything random. There are several songs that my family and I have made up over the years, but everything, any and everything random, we would make it up as a song, and we would just be jamming. It'll be a whole thing. We have the butter and the cookie song. We have a Uno song. We have so many songs. You could, a phrase, any random phrase, and then the bass would come in. My Uncle Tony would come in with the great, either the bass or the soprano. He would either give us a bass or he would give us a soprano. And he would start it off. And then my Aunt Nette would come in. And then my Aunt Crystal. And then my mom. And then my Aunt Princess, when she was there, she would come in. And then my cousin Sydney, she would have the drums. I would have whatever part needs to be had, like the guitar. Or I would come in as an alto. My sister would do something. All of us would come in and we would just start singing. It would be so fun. And you need to have traditions like that, right? You need to have those moments that bring joy to your life, so that when you don't get to do them, I don't know, you'll be able to reminisce on them or whatever. Those traditions are the traditions that I love about Christmas, that what makes Christmas one of my favorite things, one of my favorite holidays. But anyway, so we would go up there and we would have cookies. Either Christmas Eve, we would make them either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And then the day after Christmas, or sometimes the day of Christmas, depending on, but it's usually the day after Christmas, we would go out to the malls. Because all my aunts and my uncles, they would give us gift certificates. Either gift cards. They would give us gift cards for us to be able to go to the malls and then get whatever we wanted. So we would go shopping. And then after that, we would come home. It would be a good thing. But there are so many traditions like that that bring joy to my spirit when I think about Christmas and everything that we do as a family to make it really, honestly, a joyful occasion, a joyful experience for everybody involved. But I do love and I do cherish those traditions. Mm-hmm. Now, I told y'all. I told y'all that I have goals. I have dreams. I have visions for what I want my Christmas to be in my household. And I have started bringing that, incorporating that into my lifestyle. But it's just... I need help. So I'm getting help next year. Next year is going to be big, grand, beautiful. All the things that I want. But this year we kept it simple. I used my daughter's Christmas tree. I got her Christmas tree out the attic. And that's another thing too. I don't like going up in the attic to get it. But that's where I put my Christmas stuff, because I have nowhere else to put it in my house. So, but anyway, that's a different thing. But I got her Christmas tree. We use her Christmas tree downstairs in the living room. So it's cute. It's a little cutesy little tree. And I got her gifts and whatnot. When I was pregnant with my daughter, there were a lot of things that I just knew that I wasn't going to do. Because of the person who I am, I can be a little selfish. And one of the things that I said that I was not going to do is I was not going to tell my daughter that Santa Claus existed. Because I work hard. I work hard, not 365 days a year, but I work hard when I work. And when I purchase these things, she need to know it comes from me, not no imaginary figure up at the North Pole who does nothing. In fact, he doesn't exist. Listen, I should have put that disclaimer out there. Listen, I'm a firm believer that my child knows everything about where her stuff comes from. But if you don't believe the way I believe, that's between you and your belief system. Ain't got nothing to do with me. You do you, boo. I tried that tooth fairy thing, too. I let that go after the first tooth. Back to Santa Claus. So I told her that Santa Claus did not exist. I told her that early. Now, mind you, my daughter is 12, and I think she's playing with me, but she can be so serious sometimes. And so I don't know if she believes it or not, but now she came to me and now she's trying to talk about Santa Claus existing. And there's a part of me that wants to test the theory of if Santa Claus honestly and truly exists by me returning the gifts that I purchased and seeing if Santa Claus is going to come with something. I probably won't do that, but there's a part of me that wants to. So much so that I might. I'm really like 89% close that I'm going to do it. I know. The Lord is working. Listen. Nevertheless, so there are things like that. Like, I didn't tell my daughter that Santa Claus existed. I told her that her gifts come from her mom and her Nina and her G-paw, her aunt and her uncle. It comes from family members and friends. It don't come from an imaginary man. It don't come from him. So she never went to Santa Claus to sit on Santa Claus' lap. I don't play that either. So there's certain things. Oh, goodness. There's certain things that I personally, I don't know where I'm going with this story. Listen, I said all this to say that I feel like those are like fails in my life, because I don't know if I let my child believe that Santa Claus existed as a child, maybe she wouldn't be trying to believe that he exists as a teenager or a preteen, because she is 12. But I don't know. Chad, I don't know. But what I do know is them presents are going back, and we're going to see if Santa Claus exists. We're going to see if Santa Claus exists this year. But they're not going back, because I already paid for it. So I'm going to give them to them. But next year, we're going to test her theory to see if Santa Claus exists. What is what are some of your traditions? What are some of your Christmas fails? I don't know. Are you one of those Christmas shoppers like me who wait to the very last minute? Listen, let me tell you, when I did my order online, because I don't do Christmas shopping in the public no more, because the people's children out here in this public, they bother me around Christmas time. They bother me. And so I usually shop online. But when I shopped online, I went to HSN. I went to HSN this year and I got what I needed to get. But they said that my Christmas gift was not coming until the 23rd, which was yesterday. Thankfully, it came last week. But my question is, are you one of those people that wait to the last minute to do your Christmas shopping? Or are you like my mom and do your Christmas shopping well in advance? See, my mama and then my coworker too, both of them on that same spirit, they start their shopping maybe mid-February, March, and they done by July. I don't have that ministry. I think it would be so cool for me to have it. Mm-hmm. And I should. I want to develop that mentality of getting everything done. That way, come Christmas, I can just chill like I normally do. But it never fails. Something happened and it's like, you know, I just wait. And then come November, it's like, oh, wait, I can't wait no more. Because December is here. December is here upon us. After my birthday is the new year. Pretty much. So, yeah. What are some of your fails? What are some of your family traditions that you have? Listen, let's open up this floor. Let's have a conversation. Leave it in the comment section below. Share it with all your people. Start conversations on the outside. Bring them into the community. Let us know what you come up with. Listen, I'm going to let y'all go. I thank you for listening to me talk about the reasons why I love Christmas, the traditions that I have with my family, the fails that I've probably done as a parent. I want you, my heart, and I want you to hear my heart. Hear it good as I bring my heart to the microphone. I want you to have an amazing Christmas season, an amazing holiday season. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I want you to have an amazing holiday season with your friends, your family, your loved ones, all the things. I hope that there is a bunch of peace. I hope that there's a whole bunch of joy. I hope there's a whole bunch of memories, positive memories, being made in this season, not only for you, but for your family as well. Listen, that is the reason. That is the purpose of Christmas, to be able to take a moment, just to stop in life and say, hey, this is what I'm going to pay attention to. And you are the only one. You are the only one that I'm paying attention to in this moment. You are the only one that I choose to make a memory with in this moment, to just enjoy the time that we have together, because time is not promised. It's not promised to anybody. It's not. And so to be able to take time out of your day, to take a moment out of your day, to spend, or a moment out of the year, because Christmas is the day. So take a moment out of the year to just appreciate and value the people, the relationships that you have in your life. That, in my opinion, that is the true meaning of Christmas. And I hope that that is happening for you as well, with the sleep and the rest and the relaxation, all the things. If you have to work, listen, I hope you're able to find a time to take out of the day, to relax and enjoy the holiday. But if you're not, you know, I'm sorry, but I do hope that you have the ability to do it either later on this week, or because the month is over, it's already the 24th. So yeah, later on this week, just to take a time out and relax and spend it with the people that you love. Listen, I hope that is what's happening for you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Mama Girl, to you and your family. Like I said before, I hope y'all have a Merry, 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 Merry Christmas. I will talk to y'all next week, okay? Okay, as always, Mama Girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience, and I want you to experience the life that you choose. Don't just be up in here existing, Mama Girl. We stopped that in 2024. We stopped that this year. We are going to choose to live, okay? Okay. I love you, Mama Girl. I will talk to you next time. Peace.